Futz, is that one of those awful penny dreadfuls you're reading?
Cowputter, as a respected historian, you should pay more attention to cheap pulp fiction. It is mindless entertainment, such as this, that may one day shape the future of popular literature.
An intriguing theory, Futz, but highly unlikely. Now, is that one of the serials that Lady Chatterley penned under the name of Elsie Lawrence?
It is. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. This is strictly off the record. When Sir Boots Wellington, director of the Bureau of Misinformation, was in a sanitarium, he came across a popular serialized story about a British flying ace named of Archibald Butterfield Smith.
Another one of Lady Chatterley's inventions?
It was. Boots Wellington became such an avid follower of the serial that he began to believe that he was the real Archibald Butterfield Smith.
Sir Boots had become delusional.
He wasn't as simple as that, Cowputter. Here, let me play the cylinder of Lady Chatterley telling how she developed her characters.
We all love our heroes. And so, I have invented a hero who is kind, noble, generous, and fearless. His name is Archibald Butterfield Smith. He flies a biplane, the Slothrop Raven. Archie is on his way to becoming a true hero. Of course, there is his German counterpart, Count Hans von Glick. His triplane, a Pelican Fork U-2, is known for its ability to dive at incredible speeds without ripping off all its wings. Now, you may ask, what is the purpose of this piece of penny dreadful pulp fiction? It is to instill pride and purpose in our young working class adolescents, soon to be soldiers and perhaps even pilots. In episode 1, the young and rather cocky Archibald Butterfield Smith arrives at his airbase. The flight commander, Reginald Watkins Jones, is planning to send the inexperienced Butterfield Smith on an impossible mission to cross enemy lines and bomb a factory known as the Wofflauhangerwerks.
I realize it's a dangerous mission. We've lost some of our best men trying to destroy the Wofflauhangerwerks. That's why I'm sending you, one of the most inexperienced pilots I've ever met. Your loss will be far less painful for us. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Good. You'll be flying the Slopworth Sparrow, better known as the Flying Popsicle. It's mainly made of canvas, board, and wire. You'll find it a little flimsy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I must warn you. You'll be entering a territory patrolled by the great German ace, Count Hans von Glück.
Von Glück? I heard he has 35 confirmed kills to his name.
As of late yesterday. It's now 39. Try not to become 40, will you, Smith?
I'll do my best, sir.
And when you don't return, I mean, if you don't return, don't feel too bad about it. The Flying Popsicle is on its last legs. It won't be missed.
I understand, sir.
Good. Now, you will be crossing the border here, flying along the Rhein-Hessen-Düsseldorf Valley. You'll come to the village of Westkreuzgespritze. And just on the outskirts is your target, the Wofflauhangerwerks. You'll drop your load and get the hell out of there. Whatever you do, stay clear of the smoke.
Why is that, sir?
That's where the Krauts manufacture their synthetic zombie gas.
Oh, I see.
We don't want you returning as one of the walking dead. We're not running a zombie flying circus here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Get out there and kill some Krauts.
The odds were stacked against Archibald Butterfield Smith, as odds always are stacked against our young heroes. Archie took off at the break of dawn. The airplane he was given, the slop with flying popsicle, sputtered and coughed and barely hummed off the ground. He enjoyed flying low over the misty meadows of the Rhineland. Young Archie would wave to the German farmers out in their fields below. They would shake their fists back. He was flying so low and so slow, the patriotic crops began to pelt his plane with ripe
tomatoes.
Hey, I say, stop that.
Some of the tomatoes hit the prop, which sprayed juice over Archie, as well as the wings and fuselage.
Oh, Pat.
When he flew over fields of cauliflower, the pickers pelted him with cauliflower.
I say, that's not cricket.
Ouch! Fragments of cauliflower stuck to the tomato juice. His plane was so splattered with red when he flew over the Hun spotters, they thought he was covered with blood. They radioed ahead.
Achtung, Achtung, Chinese send flying zombies.
Let me step in here to say that even though the Krauts had little success with their zombie gas, it didn't mean the Brits weren't also attempting to create synthetic zombies. And when Archie's flying popsicle was reported to be spattered with fresh dripping blood, the Huns sat up and took notice.
Was that the origins of the flying zombie circus?
It was. The thought that we were now sending over flying zombies was terrifying. How do you kill someone who is already dead? You shoot them down, they'll just climb out of the wreckage and eat your brains.
Oh, that's frightful.
When the ground artillery received the word that the flying zombie was headed their way, the gunners made certain they didn't hit them.
I say, you blokes are terrible shots. I'm flying hardly faster than you can walk.
So young Archie flew on unmolested, never realizing the bullets zinging past him and the flak bursting around him were deliberately missing him.
I say, I believe that's the village of Wexuxpritza up ahead. I may actually make it to my target.
But when young Archie flew over what should have been the Wufrangabux, all he could see was a nunnery.
Oh, drat. Not a nunnery.
Painted on the roof were the words, St. Catherine's Sisterhood of Celestial Angels. And in bold italics the word, nunnery.
I can't drop bombs at a bunch of Hun nuns. Why are the words painted in English italics? And why are the statues of Joseph and Mary and all the saints wearing spiked helmets? And why are they all pointing skyward?
Young Archibald Butterfield Smith realized the clever Krauts had camouflaged the Wufrangabux to resemble a Catholic nunnery. The statues of the saints scattered around the grounds were actually gun emplacements.
I think I'll drop a bomb and see if any nuns come running out.
Archie banked up and around for another pass over the top of the nunnery. He noticed that all the saints were now pointing at him. His first bomb hit somewhere between the words celestial and angels.
Jolly good hit.
Suddenly, the saints opened fire.
Good Lord, they're trying to hit me.
Now, don't forget, the slop with flying popsicle was splattered with red. And when the gunners finally got a good look at Butterfield Smith, who appeared to be drenched with blood and bits of brain and grinning like the devil himself, they ceased firing and scrambled back into their bunkers.
I say, they do frighten rather easily.
Young Archie made another pass and released the remaining bombs.
Fun with the Huns. Well, homeward bound, shall we?
By Jove, he gave them a good thrashing.
Oh, but he wasn't home free. The great German ace Count Hans von Kluck, flying his fearsome Pelican Fork U-2, had heard the reports of a flying zombie. Of course, he didn't believe it. But Kluck was on his way to intercept Butterfield Smith in the flying popsicle.
And sure enough, there below von Kluck was a red biplane moving so slowly a nursemaid pushing a pram could keep up. It would be such an easy kill for von Kluck. Another one down for the count, but he was curious. Could an English zombie actually fly a plane?
Von Kluck dove down alongside Butterfield Smith to get a better view of the pilot. And then, as he approached, he could see that the slop with popsicle was so spattered with red, it must have been in a bloodbath.
The pilot's face and flight jacket were drenched with tomato juice and pieces of cauliflower. He looked as though he'd just eaten a dozen brains for breakfast.
And when the pilot leered at him, grinning like a fiend from hell, von Kluck gave a shudder and banked up and away.
Of course, young Archie didn't actually leer when he saw von Kluck's pelican swoop down alongside. It was more a grimace of fear and the fact that Archie really had to pee. Now, von Kluck could easily shoot down Butterfield Smith, but the slop with popsicle was flying so low, the plane would simply fall to the ground. The zombie would climb out and continue to merrily eat his way across the Rhineland, perhaps leaving behind a trail of zombie peasantry.
Von Kluck was itching for his 40th kill, but at what price? He realized it was better to let the popsicle return back across the line.
And so, Archibald Butterfield Smith flew back home safe and sound.
No, but he did get to our side before the slop with popsicle sputtered and conked out. He simply set it down in a field of clover. And when the locals saw the plane, they thought he must have been in the bloodiest of battles.
But Butterfield Smith did get back to his base.
He did, and was proclaimed a hero. The press, of course, is always looking for a hero, and young Archie fit the bill.
What an amazing story. Tell me, did he ever encounter Van Kluck again?
He did, and more than once.
His life must have inspired many an English lad, wouldn't you say?
That was exactly why he was created.
I don't understand, Footsford.
Butterfield Smith was another one of Chatterley's inventions. He existed only in the pulp pages of A Penny Dreadful.
Oh, yes, of course. Too bad. He would have been an amazing chap. And English, too.
But of course, Cowpatar.